and welcome. 22 minutes past 12. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. And you're on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So the weather is glorious. I'm not even sure what the weather means when it rains, but I'll take it. Whether it's telling by the stars, whether it's climate change, whatever it is, it's welcomed. I just hope it's not the worst. Climate change appears to be that thing you have to keep your eye on. And please, for all it's worth, I would love for you to listen to both sides of the argument. Well, I think you might be persuaded to believe that there is climate change because, of course, you have televised reporting of what happens to be changes around the globe. Good. But I think you should also read the other side of the argument, hear what they say, and hear, obviously, why they say what they say. And then, fingers crossed, sometimes it takes you a while to arrive at an actual conclusion that you can hold up as truth. And so I'm willing that you're curious enough to commit yourself to that time or the required time that it would require for you to come through until you arrive at where you believe the truth stands. In a few seconds, I will be off on a break. And I think I have just enough time to tell you that our first hour, we're going to talk about access to cash. And then I think it's a good time to reevaluate how much influence the non-cash policy played during the elections, particularly the presidential elections. And I want to find out whether you've been able to get cash. After that, on our divorce series, we're going to contemplate the situations where you had to pay in kind. Yes, sometimes you pay cash or kind. We'll be right back. Let's talk then. So, yes, our first hour, we'll talk about access to cash and what role, if any, the cashless policy played during the course of elections. Well, election, and then, of course, there's another coming this weekend. But at least the last weekend is framework that we can consider. It's a very good reference that we have to work with. So that's our first hour. Second hour, which is probably going to be less than an hour, we're going to be talking about having to pay in kind. You know how it is where sometimes you have to pay cash or you have to pay kind. And then many times you feel pressed. And I would say maybe it's because you believe you are desperate. Or maybe in actuality, you are desperate for either a job, an opportunity, something, whatever. And someone, the gatekeeper, says, well, if you want it, then you have to do this. And sometimes they ask for money. Other times they ask for something else. I think those stories deserve the spotlight. One, because it gets to let us in into the format of access to opportunities and what gatekeepers do. But even more importantly, it shows us whether the regret or the strength of those who've had to pay or those who had to turn their backs. I believe it's going to provide for us something to learn from today. After that, remember, 2:15? 2:15, we have a recorded program that will take us to 2:30. And at 2:30 to 3 o'clock, there is another recorded program. So let's hit the ground running first, which it's not... Today's not worthy of note, as you know, but I think this better be said earlier than later. And this is not new to you. You know, during elections, as campaigns roll on or roll by, politicians and tone is something you have to watch out for. This language and this language that the politicians use that you have to interpret. There is motive and there is what they believe to be how to manipulate external factors in order to influence or inform your judgment. And your judgment is exactly what they want for their benefit. Now, this is exactly what I mean. Now, so far, it does quite appear that there has again, and this probably would not be the last time you'll see it, the emergence of a tribal tone in some of the campaigns that you might see, probably a few to be honest, but it's also worth noting that you know to think for yourself, and I hope that you have been Nigerian enough, you have endured pain and strife enough, that you understand what it means to be a person but one, not just a person, but an individual, and then an individual who identifies with an ideology. So let's put it this way. If you ask me for my identity, and so on a very subjective level, I would say I'm Igbo, my name is Joyce, and I'm female. You probably can tell that already. But that would be probably the most narrow form of identity. And so what it appears that religion, for example, tries to do is to attain to a higher, broader aspect of human identity that transcends the limitations of your cultural backgrounds. And that's why, for example, let's say you're Muslim, you realize that you're not only Muslim in Nigeria, you can also be Muslim in the UK, you can be Muslim in America, you can be Muslim in Asia. And so what that does is you're identifying with an ideology and whatever the tenets of that particular ideology is. And that is a broader form of human identity. And so now that's just religion. There is now the spiritual identity of a person where people identify with the truth. And so it wouldn't matter whether you were Chinese or Russian, whether you're American or African, as long as we can identify the truth or we choose to be identified as people of truth, we become of a different kind of human identity. I'm back, and I know you, well, thank you very much for waiting. So I say that to say, when someone says, do this along ethnic lines, like vote along ethnic lines, you've been Nigerian enough to know that a few good people you've met in your life were not even people from your tribe or your tongue. And some bad people you've met have been from your own tribe, from your own tongue. I have the same experience as well. And so it's very narrow to say, well, I'm going to vote an Igbo person because he's from my tribe. It says, at least it should suggest, that I have suspended intelligence, or probably I'm devoid of it, that I don't have it. And for what Nigeria is and for what Nigeria needs to be, the people must, more than just intellection, become intelligent people. You must know why you are doing something. Why you're doing something. The greatest contest in Nigeria today is a contest between the old Nigeria and the new Nigeria. I don't think there's anything else we want. Every time we say one Nigeria, one Nigeria, one Nigeria, the only thing we mean is a Nigeria for everyone, the rich and the poor. Anyhow you slice it, that's exactly what we want. And if you are looking for something to consider as to what informs your position, why, say, one ethnic group is situated somewhere, or why they move all around the world. The top two reasons people move from one place to the other is economic migration. Economic migration. And so once you pin that to the floor, the next issue that we pretty much have heard in Nigeria, you'd hear one group saying, we are agitating. You hear another group say, oh yes, we're also agitating. And these groups are asking for a form of not just identity, but they're also crying foul to what would be the political dynamics. And when we say political dynamics, people want resource, access to resource. People want equitable distribution of both resource and collective economic growth. People want rights. People want dignity. People want justice. People want peace. And the absence of some of these things or all of these things, people begin to agitate. And so if we understand the reason behind a said agitation, we can compromise, we can reevaluate policies. And all of these things that we do in consideration for those who are agitating is to accommodate every Nigerian. You kind of get my import, right? I'm saying that it's not enough to say you're voting someone because he's from your tribe. You can vote someone from your tribe and still not have electricity. People go to Dubai today, not because Dubai is calling you, but because you feel Dubai calls your soul to something beautiful. And so you labor here to take your money there to spend. Economic migration is what Nigerians do when they pack up their bags and go to the UK. It's what Nigerians do when they go to the US, to Canada, to Australia, to wherever else their hearts desires take them. And all of this is, I want a better life. So if you hear the Easterners are leaving the East and coming to the West, it's the same thing. Because if the East was like Dubai, I don't think people would leave the East and come to the West. And maybe if, you know, we decentralized development, if we developed every other area of Nigeria, other states, for example, I think that way, one thing we can do for ourselves is to, it's Nigerians get to even enjoy Nigeria and the different aspects of what makes us Nigerian. You see, everybody's in Lagos here. There are many Nigerians who have not been to five states. And many times the question is, well, what are you going there to do? There's not much happening there. So the best people do is from here, they go to their village and come back. You leave Lagos, you go to Osun State. You stay there 2 weeks, you come back. You leave here, you go to Enugu, stay there 2 weeks, you come back. Economic migration is pretty much what's informing human movement. If people can make business, make a life for themselves somewhere, they go there and they settle. Nigerians are living Nigeria, going to UK, they live there long enough, they have a clean slate and nothing, no crime against their name. They run for public office, they become something in a foreign land, something of repute. They become something that you can imitate. They become a symbol of Nigeria's glory by extension. And so it's narrow when we extend our ears or even any form of consideration to narratives that are, that bring about both separation and once again impute to us a people of no intelligence. And you know, you hear, you engage in some things and it's as though you automatically disrespect yourself. So I'm saying that you ignore what you might hear or see in form of a diatribe. I mean, you read the dailies these days and people write in a tone that's not just spiteful, but hateful. You can bite into the hate and you wonder, where's your intelligence? Do you just know how to weave grammar together? Is there no light, that, is there no light in your path of reasoning? Is there nothing like what calls you to be not just a narrow person who identifies between the, between, you know, you identify within the confines of original area, but you don't identify more as a Nigerian who wants the betterment of all. You don't identify as that thing that is a symbol, not just of hope, but of truth and of good. Because, hey, if you're good, maybe what that means is you're not good to your family. You're good to your society by extension. You're, I mean, look at the Nigerians who are doing well overseas. Have you seen the federal government celebrate those Nigerians? You know, you see a Nigerian who's reported to be doing so well outside there, and you hear with pride, you know, they come to social media and they say something remarkable because, well, besides the bad press, we are really at a loss. We need more Nigerians to do some good so that there is more to our glory and our hat as Nigerians, as a nation, than all the things that people pretty much sometimes are forced to describe us by. Okay, so I say that to say that you can hear the tone and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, economic migration. And if maybe the federal system did what the federal system was supposed to do competently, then maybe this would not even be a, you know, conversation. So there's that situation. Isn't that why we still go to the polls and choose one man over the other? That's exactly what we do. That's what we mean when we vote. We're hoping that this man is better than the last, or at least this man will do what the last didn't do. And so, Nigerians, I endear you to an identity that is far meaningful, broader in context and reach, something that speaks not just to your name, but to your soul. I endear you to collective peace, to national order, and maybe you're the glory symbol that the nation wants. But if you confine yourself to the parameters of your cultural identity, then you're a small being, a small man, better put. We want a good Nigeria. A Nigeria for all of us. A Nigeria where you can leave Lagos and go to Umuahia and sit down. Growing up, I went to Imo State when I was much younger and I saw Hausas and the Yorubas and they lived there. They had land, they lived there. And so In the name of the good, we become a people not just of logic, but of intelligence, you know. That you know what's good not for yourself, but for... And, you know, it takes something for you to be so good that that good can be extended to community. Like, you really have to be good, you know. And so that's what we want. That, or we're back into the hell we're trying to escape from. God bless Nigeria. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Yes, you'd see it, because I've seen quite a number of it. And God knows I'm not just about to sit down in some groups trying to exchange opinions and get a back and a forth. I'm letting you know that it's happening. And for all that it's worth, if you understand the economic import of why people move, and you understand what must happen for you to also benefit from what makes Nigeria, Nigeria, then you realize that we must do, as a people who identify with a collective ideology that upholds and sustains the furtherance of the cause of Nigeria as a nation. It's Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
All right, now, so I don't have cash on me. Well, it's an unusual feeling. Not that I need cash everywhere that I go, but I think I normally am in the comfort of knowing that if I ever needed cash, all I had to do was just go to the bank. And in the last 1 month, I don't think I've had 5,000 in hand. And it's stressful. That's how best I can put it. It's stressful because sometimes you go, you want to buy something small and you don't buy it. You can't buy it because, one, they're not going to take transfer. I was at the store this weekend and I wanted to buy something, not plenty like that. And she was like, oh, we're having transfer issues. So if you don't have cash, we can't, you can't buy it. I had two places, actually. I wanted to buy two different things and I couldn't buy because, well, the federal government of Nigeria, the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, sometime in February did say that this was particularly aimed at economic development. In his words, the president, Muhammad Buhari, has sympathized with Nigerians over the difficulty being experienced as regards the implementation of the Naira redesign policy. He reiterated that the policy is aimed at boosting the economy and tightening the loopholes associated with money laundering, adding that ahead of the 25th elections, the new monetary policy, yes, I'm speaking in past tense now, has also contributed immensely to minimization of the influence of money in politics, end quote. So I believe that to some degree, the presidency did believe that with the new policy, vote buying specifically would be minimized. Many of you have some testament to that. You might have a different experience. I saw a video of some guy who came to a polling unit with a bag. And I wasn't sure what I saw, but it was said that he came to the polling unit with money in bag. And people rushed him and took what they could. Yeah, everybody reaching for what they thought their hands could touch. The guy tried to, you know, wade through the crowd. And finally, he had to run away himself because the crowd became overwhelming. So I think maybe some people still had to sell. I hope you didn't sell your vote, because goodness, aren't you tired? So let's talk about access to cash and how far this policy might have informed or influenced last Saturday's event in Nigeria. Rather historic, if you ask me, on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk about Nigeria making history and paying a price while they're at it.
Listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Welcome to the show then. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. It's Open Thought Tuesday.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Thank you very much. You are two more. You know, when you talked about that, when you were small, you traveled to Imo State, right?
Yeah.
I remember a man in my village called Badamasi, Yoruba man, with big tribal marks on the cheeks, right?
Look,
just if I want to buy land in my village today,
Yeah, well, good for him. But you see, I don't want to talk about that. I want to believe that we're speaking to intelligent Nigerians.
Whatever plan this man wanted to execute with this thing, the politicians are so smart. They are smarter than me.
So what do you think? Do you think that the policy, to the best of its aim, achieved its goal?
That policy, man, like, you know,
you're breaking up. Okay, I sincerely do apologize. You're going to have to please call me back. Unfortunately, your words keep falling between the cracks. Please call me back then. Hello, how are you? Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Thank God. So, we are discussing about the policy, about this Naira policy.
Yeah, first of all, do you have cash?
No, I have little. It's not up to 2K with me now, as I'm talking to you.
Hey.
It's not up to 2K. So what really happened, my experience, my name is Emmanuel. My experience yesterday evening, so this Naira policy is not working. Concerning the election, it did not even see the light of year. It's not working. Yesterday, my experience around where I stay, I can call the name of the area, Alapere, K2 area. You saw all these politicians, they came to bribe people. They were collecting their account number to transfer 55,000 for them. I can even mention the name of the street. Since I came to that area, the street have not been tied. So a lot of people was lamenting, come and tie that street. They were mentioning the name of the street. I can even mention the name of the street.
No, it's all right.
Okay. They were mentioning the name of the street. Come and tie our street. Come and they were mentioning the name. So people were busy dragging to drop their account number and their names.
No way.
I was just saying, look at the people swimming in poverty. Like the advert that usually here in Nigeria is info, that the 5K they are giving you, exactly what is happening is 3 per day, if I'm not mistaken. So I was just telling people that if I should see anybody that I know in that place, I would ask that person not to talk to me again. So that was my experience yesterday. So this Naira policy is not working.
Okay, well, are you aware that the Supreme Court has given a mandate saying that we can now use the money between now and the end of the year 2023, that the money should be redistributed. So do you have access? Have you been to your bank? Have you been to the bank?
No.
You would need to go to the bank and find out whether you're able to get money.
I had people saying the little ones they have is giving it out. So we are believing God from now to this weekend, maybe they would have gotten more. So I have given that old 500 and 1,000 naira. I'm talking to you. It's not in circulation. I have not even seen it. It was before they gave the order. You saw all those Abuki selling fruit. They would tell you that they are interested of the old money. Come and buy my market. You bring old money. Even before ever the Supreme Court gave that order.
Oh.
Just everything we get will be settled. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, thank you. Oh, goodness. You would hope that with the Supreme Court, with the judgment of the Supreme Court, that our lives would be better for it. Well, yesterday I did tell you that today we'll discuss your experience at trying to access cash. The news is still reporting that the CBN is even yet to properly react to the judgment of the Supreme Court. So I want to find out whether this policy influenced the elections based on your point of view, wherever that is, and whether you've had any success at trying to get money. I haven't had success, and I'm tired of living this way. Hello, welcome, how are you?
Yeah, good, can you hear me now?
Okay, let's try, go ahead.
So for the money, but I don't have. I was looking for the old one.
Have you been to the bank?
Yesterday they didn't work. Today again, I called. The guy
your radio is not turned off. Remember, when you're calling, you must turn off the volume of your radio set. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
This is Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, when I heard the Supreme Court saying that the new the old money should be in circulation. I went to a POS yesterday and I collected 3,000 naira. They charged me 200 naira. And as I'm still speaking, the old money is still with me. Nobody is ready to collect it. They say until they hear from Emefiele himself or Buhari himself. So I think this thing is not working. It's not working. I think the CBN chairman should do a very good thing by addressing us now. Because yesterday in Ikorodu, just two banks paid the old money. The rest, they said there's no network. First bank said there's no network. Selling bank was the new naira. GTB, Zenith, was giving them to 200 naira. Old, tattered notes. So, but the 3,000 naira, as I'm speaking, Joyce, is still with me. In fact, my children and I had to work this one.
Because so nobody would collect it.
Nobody collected it. Nobody.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you very much for calling. Look at this. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. And all it takes to be Nigerian is some guts to survive whatever is thrown your way.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, you're okay. Your line isn't clear. Your line is not clear. Sincerely do apologize. You're going to have to call me back.
Okay, yeah.
Please. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. We're off on a break. When we come back, the conversation will continue. I want to know what you think about the policy and its influence on election last week. And if after this Supreme Court judgment, your life's a lot better. Well, so far, it doesn't quite appear that people in Ikorodu are having it any different from the way it was before elections. We'll find out more when we return. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce. We're back. And yes, let me inform you, in about 2 minutes or even less, we'll have to go off on another break to bring you the news update. But rest assured, after that, the conversation will continue. Between now and then, hello.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yep.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Imao.
Welcome, Imao.
I'm calling from Fadi.
Great. Go ahead.
This Naira policy is not working, man. It's not working. People are really going through hell. Me now, I've not seen money. It's not working. They should abolish it.
Have you been to your bank yesterday, today?
No, I've not been going to my bank because a lot of people are in the bank. Some people even normally come to the bank around 4, 5 in the morning. They will come and collect number. Some will stay there for 2 days. It's not working. They should abolish it. People are really suffering. People are going through hell.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Thank you, ma'am.
The time on the clock reads, well, a few seconds before it's 2 p.m. It means that we have to be, yes, ready to give to you the news updates. Therefore, on the other side, hold on a second. On the other side of one, this conversation continues. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Open Thought Tuesday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Someone is asking me, Joyce, please, sorry to take you back. What is the better form of identity? Well, it depends on what context we're referring to. So I'm going to assume you're asking about Nigeria. Then it would be the good. The collective good of all is a far-reaching identity. It's a better, it's a deep-rooted identity or deep-rooted form of identity. The good. And so it would automatically mean that the good must transcend you, your tribe, your line. Yeah. Otherwise, is it good? Yeah. Thank you. And hold on. We can talk about this later, but it's also necessary to say that I stumbled on a particular diatribe. It was a piece written in one of the dailies, and it pretty much just told a terribly narrow, but I would even say worse than that. If you go through that piece, it can only be characteristics of an inane mind, you know, a mind poor both in spirit and intelligence, and a mind that's equally a slave to ignorance, to come up with such a deem aspect of what makes us Nigerians, what makes us a people, and are we a people if we're not a good people? Are we a people if it is not for what must run deep and what must transcend the narrow aspects of self anything, because at this point it's a litany of selves, you know. If we don't transcend that, then is it good? If we don't become better than we were yesterday, can we say that we are moving forward? So Nigeria is for Nigerians. And is this any goal we have is to make Nigeria better for all Nigerians. So if a dog can give us that, you vote a dog. That's really where we are right now. Okay, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. So, the Supreme Court gave a judgment. I am thinking many people were relieved to hear the judgment of the Supreme Court. And I would say, at this point, anyone should be satisfied that they don't have to go queue up at the banks, have difficulty buying stuff, even worse, going to your bank and not finding your own money. The Supreme Court believes between now and December, much of all of this bottlenecks should ease out, and whatever needs to happen, the easy transitioning out the old and then in with the new should absorb Nigerians. Well, should not even put any Nigerian through any kind of strain. But it's a few days now, and I think it's a good time to look into what might appear to be developments, if any. And even more interestingly, what do you think about this policy, which the presidency did say is to help with elections? Well, the presidential elections happened last Saturday, and already we hear some people even successfully sold their votes at 5,000 Naira. There's more we can find out. Let's talk then. Hello. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. How are you?
Fine. How was your day?
Well, it's going well. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. This money aspect is really bothering us. I've been going to bank since last week, Monday. I can't be able to cash. Yesterday, I was there 4 o'clock. My number was 355.
What?
Today, again, I collected number again this morning. I went there at around 6 to 6. I collected 540.
Yes,
still no cash. I've been in the bank. Even in fact, I don't know what to do. Somebody sent it there. This just an hour ago. Somebody sent it. You have to write the person and get a mod for him to, because he said he did not eat for 2 days and I could not be able to test salt. How long are we going to continue like this?
I'm tired.
Even me, I'm just tired. You go to transfer to buy. What are people that don't have money to transfer to buy?
Oh, wow.
I'm really fed up for this country, to be sincere, Auntie Joy. I'm tired.
I understand that.
I'm just begging Nigerian, please, before you kill us, finish, please, at least let us eat what we have been hustling for years. Let us eat our money, please. Thank you.
Oh, well, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, good to have you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, Baba G calling.
Good.
Honestly, I don't know the rationale. If you ask me, Supreme Court ruling, the highest court of the land. Like my lawyer friend, we said, Supreme Court is not a court of law, but is a court of record. Remember, Joyce, anytime they organize an election, if a candidate emerges, is the Supreme Court, like the Chief Justice of the Federation, would be the one that will swear the person in. Now, after the Supreme Court ruling, the next day, our president traveled to Qatar. I was expecting the president to address the nation. But you order the CBN governor, as a matter of urgency, you know, just tell all the banks to start receiving that money. That one will ease the pressure. But do you know, Joyce, after the Supreme Court ruling, people were happy. Some people started collecting the Naira note that same day. But the next day, people refused to collect it from them. And most of them said, we received direction from CBN. And as we are talking, as of today, no comment from the president, no comment from the CBN. Just some banks, they are just doing it. Maybe their management say, what do we do? Probably the CBN may give direction. Let's try. They say some bank in Kano, some in Ibadan. But in Lagos, generally, I think I've not seen the banks generally receiving the money. Like what that my sister said.
No, receiving or redistributing, because...
The word we use.
Okay.
Redistributing, receiving. It's no longer tender now as we are talking now.
Wow.
Anybody receiving it in the market is just doing it at his own risk or our own risk.
All right.
Now, where are we going from here, Joyce? President that refused to respect the rule of law, the Supreme Court of the land.
Okay, let me quickly ask you, do you think that the policy might have been beneficial to the last elections?
The last election? No!
Oh.
What kind? From onset, Joyce, I've said it on this platform, that the president that contested 2015, you contested 2019, you must have known all these politicians. Why can't you ask them, ab initio, where are you getting this money from, funding our election? At the end of the day, you kept mute. Suddenly, 2023, where you will not be on the ballot, you said, nah, politicians, we don't want them to buy the vote, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And just within 3 months, you know, I was asking the question all over the world. I've not seen it anyway. Joyce, you've traveled a lot. Tell me any country in the world, if you want to redesign currency, you just give only 3 months. Like what the Supreme Court said, that
I wanted an answer. Now, the question again is, do you think that the policy prevented vote buying?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because the politicians are very clever. They have the new Naira notes. They can just pick phone, call any bank directors. And we all know that most of the banks belong to the politicians.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Make it back. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, John from Igoji, Lekki.
Welcome, John. Go ahead.
All right. I think this cashless policy and the new design of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best thing that has happened to the people of Nigeria.
So first of all, let me ask them this question. Do you think the policy helped the election? Do you think in some way it was positive, had a positive impact on the elections?
Well,
particularly last one. We're looking at the last one. Okay.
Uh-huh. So, like as I was saying, it is the best thing that has happened to the people who don't listen. People who don't listen, even when they are telling them this is the truth, they will say, forget it.
I'm confused.
Where are you coming from? Who are you, by the way?
Listen to what?
This thing has been prophesied over by 2001. By Nandikano. That the time will come, your money in Nigerian bank, you will not have access to it. They say he's a terrorist. And they arrested him and put in the prison. Today, what is happening? It is the best thing that has happened to them. You know, Igbo people used to say that when you are advising ear and the ear refuses to listen, when you want to cut off the ear, you cut along with the head. So that the ear will listen. But they will not have that chance again to listen in a better way.
So this
is the best thing.
Okay. Oh, dear. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
I'm with you. Turn off the volume of your radio set. You can go ahead.
I'm not even there again, no.
Okay. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How are you? Long time.
Oh.
This market woman.
Thank you for calling.
You are asking whether the policy have effect on the election.
Yeah.
See, there are many things we know they talk for this radio, make I tell you.
Uh-oh.
Many things. That policy, I don't tell you from day one, is against the common people on the streets. To enslave them more, to suffer them for what they have gathered for a long time, that they will not have access to their money, even to even eat joy. A woman that is even hawking this fried fish, she's even suffering to even get her money to go and buy. She cannot even get access to her money. For over 2 weeks now, no bank have opened in my place. It's not fair now. In that election, they are sharing money, they are sharing Nigeria money, they are sharing dollars. How can you have 10,000? You go and buy the 10,000 from POS again with money. What is it now? What is it? Now they want just to want to suffer ordinary people like this. It's not fair to us now. Eh? People are suffering.
All right. So I guess you gave me one answer for both questions. Well, I do appreciate your attempt. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Yeah, no. Okay, no, you'll please hang up and call back, please. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce, I'm Chisbe. I'm calling from Madiba.
It's good to have you.
Hi, Joyce, the question you're asking. Well, I don't know. Let me start from the Supreme Court judgment.
Okay.
That we all are talking about. Joyce, the first time the Supreme Court delved into this matter of Naira redesign.
Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Okay. So, the first time the Supreme Court said something about this, injunction concerning this Naira redesign, we all saw what happened. The president made a broadcast and said something that is entirely different. What can we deduce from it? It deduces that the federal government said that the Supreme Court is meddling into the affair that does not concern them. The monetary policy. They said that the federal government, the Supreme Court has no business in meddling into the affairs of monetary policy in the country. And you can see the body language of the president. If he did recognize that the Supreme Court is on the right track, you can see the central bank has not given any instruction to the deposit bank. That is why you see what is happening today is still happening. We can't pretend that we don't know what is going on. The president does not recognize whatever the Supreme Court has said. And it's there for us to see. It's not whether somebody will get up and say it and we'll start arguing, no, it is not true. Well, that's what is happening.
Okay, now, the president did say that the aim of the policy was to minimize vote buying and whatever other influences money could have played during an election. Do you think that was achieved?
Well, to an extent, Joy.
Okay.
He did play some role. Let's be honest here.
Okay.
The absence of cash did play a huge role. You can see it. We can't pretend that it didn't have effect. It did have an effect. But the point is that in having that effect, the ordinary woman in the street is suffering most. That is what Nigerians are saying.
Yeah.
The ordinary man in the street, the ordinary market man, they are suffering. You can see the hood and cries. That's what we are saying. And right now, the presidential election has come and gone. He remained the governorship. You can see that the presidency is still bent on doing what they don't want to recognize whatever the Supreme Court is saying. Now, the question we're supposed to be asking ourselves here is, do actually the Supreme Court have the jurisdiction to meddle into the monetary policy issues in Nigeria? Or is it the exclusive of the presidency? Nobody is asking this question.
Well, if that was a question, what would your answer be?
Come again?
If that was a question, what would your answer be?
But I feel that the presidency or the executive, they knew that the Supreme Court has no jurisdiction. That is why they are behaving the way they are behaving.
So my guess is you have answered the question then.
Yes, that's what I'm fine.
Okay, good. So, well, you didn't have to ask me to ask the question.
No.
Because
well,
in your feedback...
I said the question we should ask ourselves. It's not as if I don't know it. I've met many Nigerians. We should think alike. Does the Supreme Court have the jurisdiction? Let us be honest here. Does they have the jurisdiction? If not, then why are they... Even the judgment they gave, they should have said to the Central Bank, go back and review this policy. And then the 3 months, the 2 months, the 1 month they gave, they shouldn't have said the 31st.
Oh, and here you are actually faulting the Supreme Court judgment.
I'm faulting it because I think the meddling was so much that the Central Bank and the presidency, that is why they ignore them.
All right.
That's the way I'm seeing it.
Okay. Fair interpretation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Then I guess if that's anything to go by, the people are now at the mercy of a kind of review by Central Bank and the Supreme Court. Otherwise, this is still a question. What you think this particular policy achieved during the elections? Well, election... There's one other coming this Saturday. Fingers crossed. We don't know what's going to happen yet. Then have you been to your bank and how successful has it been for you obtaining cash? Hello.
Yeah, good day.
Good day. What's your name?
Okanome.
Good to have you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. People are looking at only election as where the value of this cashless is. Not only election. Did you ask yourself, have you heard about kidnapping again?
Oh, well, it was last week.
There's no more kidnapping. People are no more kidnapping. Because if you kidnap somebody, you will not get one call from the person. Cashless society is where the whole world is going to. Why are people complaining so much about it?
Oh, no, you know.
The only thing we will say, the only thing I want government to do is just to release more little cash.
Yeah, but when you say, why are people complaining? Why are people complaining? Are you not listening to why they're complaining?
No. What I'm saying that people are so... they are complaining. Yeah, I understand what they are saying. I'm saying what we are going to. If government can release more little cash...
Okay.
Let's go. It's the best way to go. Cashless society is the best way to go. It will help government not to spend too much money printing money. You had the amount they used to print the money, and within some time, the whole money will get become nonsense. They will print another one.
Okay.
It will help us economically. It will help us in many ways.
All right.
No more. You see, robbery will go down. It is okay. Let people not complain so much. Only let government release a little more money. Then we're gone. With life.
Okay. I guess we give the government a credit for that particular one. Hello? Hello. Me or your daughter?
No. You are making me very angry.
I said not for me, never.
Who?
Not for me.
Who the club?
Hello. Okay. I guess he's not ready. Hello, you're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, lady. Thank you very much for calling. Tell me your name. You can go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
My name is Mr. Sabi, speaking from Chile.
Okay.
Yes. I think the whole idea is good, but the implementation was the problem. I went to the bank yesterday, GTB, and I got $5,000 of the old money.
You got 5,000 of the old money? You got 5,000. Okay.
I got 5,000. Yes. Uh-huh. So in the evening, I went to the plantain market at Idioro with the hope that I would use that money to buy. All the people refused. Oh. I wanted to buy yam. All the two or three people refused to collect the whole money. Eventually, I had to manage and buy plantain from a woman who had been sitting the whole day there. And that was what I was able to buy. And I bought eggs. So that my child will be able to get something for school today. So I was very happy yesterday because they were giving 5,000, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. I was very happy to receive it. I was hopeful that after the judgment, at least something will go. From what they are saying, it is as if they have not heard from Buhari or from the governor of Central Bank. So that is what is. So everything is solved.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening. So I have 4,500 on me now. And I wanted to go out today, but I don't want to be embarrassed by the bus conductors. So I stayed home.
All right.
I love your program.
Thank you.
You make me to think.
God bless you.
And I'm telling you, you're excellent.
Thank you.
So I will continue to be hopeful for Nigeria.
Be
I
hopeful.
Hope it will get better.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Are we back? Yes, we are. So, this is going where I think we all, I don't know, where we all are? Or this is standing exactly where we are right now. No catch.
Hello?
I can hear you. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Tell us your name.
This is Marshall Obama.
Go ahead.
From Lagos.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with this policy, the policy failed in total.
Okay, let's begin from your...
I've mentioned it before.
Okay, hold on. Let's begin from your observation from last Saturday. Did you notice any benefits that the policy might have brought on from its implementation?
It's false. You know, the policy now suffered people in Nigeria. You don't see the circulation. You don't see the old one. You don't see the new one.
No, I'm asking you now. Pardon me. I'm asking about the elections. Do you think the policy benefited?
The CBN policy.
The cashless.
The CBN policy.
Did it benefit the election?
Hello?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
No.
I'm asking if the policy benefited the elections, the way the president aimed. Oh, okay.
You see, it's not for the politicians either. It's the sufferings of the masses. This very thing affected the masses more than the politician we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
So many people never came out to vote because of money. They couldn't have money to pay to their station, or the poll, you call it. And in fact, you have a look at it. People don't have money even to travel. And look at where you have 87 million. 87 million people are having their voters card. And you have only 20-something million or 30 million per se. You find out that it even affected the election. Not everybody will come. Even as at this very Saturday one, well, it even be worse because you go to the bank, no money. And the bank will tell you, hold her, no money. This thing, we just suffer ourselves. Let me use the language my people will hear. We just suffer ourselves. Look at old woman in the village. Look at the old papa in the village. They don't even have money to come out. Thank you very much.
Thank you for
calling.
You're
doing a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, I was saying that it appears that this conversation is going somewhere, but I don't even think the conversation is going as much as the conversation is where it was, where we were before elections. So I guess, yes, that's been stagnant. No advancements, no betterment, no improvement. Let's find out. Hello.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good.
You sound great.
Well, thank you. What's
your
name?
I'm just waking up.
Oh, good morning.
After that, I'll go and look for money.
Oh, well, you start now. What time is it? 1:36.
I'll go and look for money. Madam, if you don't have money, every day I keep buying money. My POS guy just called me and said, Mommy, do you need money? I said, I need.
Oh.
How much can you give me? Say, Mommy, I'll give you $4,000 for 800. I'll go and collect it.
Wow.
But I want to let them say that Buhari know that they are chopping my money.
Yeah.
My savings. The thing is going into my favor because I don't have strength to go and stand inside in front of any bank. Like one of my person just said, today went there 300 and something, the next day 500 and something. Where's the leg, sir, for me to even walk out go there? It's something. Because you're asking a question about whether it affected us during the election. It didn't affect anybody. I was the first person that said it during the Sharif program. And is it because you don't want Tinubu and Atiku to use money to buy votes? That's why you are punishing us like this. Initially, that was in January. And at the end of the day, they still use dollar. I think we saw them catching people in some states with dollars. Where did they get it from?
I didn't see anybody with dollars. What?
What are Rivers own? Koro, it's having honorable.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the 500, half a million.
Is it because, now, the first one they catch, then they go talk to the chief.
Imagine the kind of that was. The other ones, they know how to they will use their own passing.
Oh, heaven.
Somebody sent a WhatsApp group and said, I might be there now. After you have done work on Saturday, on Sunday, you're asking how much the dollar.
Oh.
So where did you get the money from? It is not that you do. I was thinking that after the presidential election, everyone will become. But my president just refused to obey laws. And it's itchy. People are fainting, people are dying. If I don't have money to go and buy money, what happens? Yesterday, somebody bought, three people bought 1,000. He said, is it worth it? No, said, give me 800 naira. 1,000 to 200. Young boys, and if you look at this country, yes, well done.
Well done. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Guys, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Enough of blame game. Like I was saying, my own bank, yesterday they didn't open. Today I've been expecting them to call me. Right here from the guy, I've been calling, he's not picking my call. Even the 500, the 1,000, if they have let them give it out to us. Enough of waiting for president to speak. This is a man who never speak to us before. Is it because of this one? And somebody say, he's me.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, Baba G, just 30 minutes calling back. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just say something.
You said I should give you 30 minutes. You said 30 minutes calling back?
Oh, 30 seconds. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Joyce.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah. A caller asked question, whether does the Supreme Court have the jurisdiction to hear that case? You know, I'm not a lawyer, but I have lawyer friends. I have lawyer brothers. I always listen and I read.
30 seconds, 20 seconds gone already.
There's what we call a case between the federal government and state government.
10 seconds
and
more.
The state went to the court. They have evidence. That is why they did not join the CBN. And they said there's a crisis in their state. They are burning houses. With that grant, the Supreme Court will hear them. Because if you don't have any ground to go to the Supreme Court that the case is between federal and the state, the Supreme Court will not hear you.
All right.
Automatically, they have the jury.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Court is-
Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon to you.
It's okay, Chukwu.
Good to have you.
It's Andalus.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
And, hello?
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay, I'm not on my radio, ma. Are you hearing me now?
I can.
Okay. It's highly unimaginable and pathetic. I have got 10,000 naira notes. I spend 1,000 naira to buy sugar, remain 9,000. That's why I go manage them. I was born to respect the Supreme Court and the law of the land. Now I'm going to follow. See, let me tell you, I can't see the black key. Can I have a Because I can't do the show because they're not going to transfer. Hello?
But you have 9,000, so you're good.
At least
you're
good for today.
Yeah, but you can spend it. Have you tried to spend it? Are people accepting it?
Yes, I buy suya yesterday. Uh-huh. And if I don't buy suya, I go buy 10 sachets of Eru Jaja. Tomorrow,
You're good. Thank you. Look, only call me when you have problems. I think when you are having fun, you just really disrupt the entire mood on the show. Hello.
Afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Happiness will be good. How
thank
are you?
For calling. Good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce. Nigeria is season theme.
Oh, so tell me, have you been to the bank? Any success?
Oh, Joyce, there's no money anywhere.
Oh,
there's no money. Both old and new, no money. There's no money. Except, you know, transfer. The transfer, sometimes the network will just hook. There's no money. The hardship is just... It's not funny.
It's not?
It's not funny at all.
Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info, hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon. Sorry.
Afternoon.
Yeah, thank you from here.
Okay.
Yeah, Joyce, I want to come from a different angle.
Real quick.
Yeah. Can I sue Nigerian Bank or First Bank, rather?
If you have a case, yes.
I have a case. See, what is the rationale that I have money in the bank and I cannot freely access my money? Even when they introduce a cashless policy, I can't send my money to my business friends. What's the rationale? Can somebody help me and explain better?
Okay.
Doctor.
Off scenario. So at this point, we can conclude that I think only one person is happy with this policy today. Every other Nigerian who's called into the show today is really, really upset about the situation. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I'm not with my radio. I'm just using phone.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Felix.
Welcome. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Joy, regarding to this money, I think you can see that we ourselves, I don't know, maybe after the election and how everything is.
Uh-huh.
Being the APC, you see the APC is still coming back again. And I believe that a lot of people in this our country, Nigeria, will still go ahead after they see all this front and back and what is happening. Nigeria still go back.
Hold on. This is not about APC. I'm not talking APC. I'm talking about APC.
I'm just talking about this money issue.
Yeah,
we
the money issue.
We still bring them back again. And this is where they are. And we are complaining about there's no money. And then they're going to say, MFLA have already put it back to them that they want Nigeria to go cashless.
So is this a good policy?
Say that again.
Is the policy?
Yeah, the policy of cashless.
Uh-huh.
So Nigeria now continue to be crying about no money, there's no money in the bank. MFLA is sharing all these things. Because I have already said that if you want to buy something, use their POS, use their ATM card, use their whatever, do transfer. Now, if people continue to talk about that, if you go to the bank, even go say what they can only give you is only about 5,000 naira. And I think that is what they are planning to do. So whether we cry tomorrow,
you are not paying emotional attention to the question. Do you think that the 5,000 is not necessary? Do you understand that people need it to even pay for little things?
That is why they say in case, the first time that according to him now, if you want to buy,
do people have access to the 5,000 that you're talking about? Is it available?
The problem now is the money when the small money came to the bank. The bank people now is the one that is holding the money.
You're alleging that the bank is holding the money. You're saying too many things at the same time.
Okay.
So are you supporting the people or are you supporting the policy? I'm asking whether you've had any... You don't want money. Good.
I need money, but right now, what I'm seeing, the government body language now means that the money we are not going to be access to the money. What we are going to be using is cashless now by using our ATM, POS, or transfer.
Does that satisfy your economic requirement? Are you satisfied with that? Are you satisfied by that? Does that satisfy your economic requirements, your day-to-day?
I'm not satisfied with it. I need money. I need this cash. Not just because since they have put it like that, I don't think that they're going to do anything for us. That is why, obviously, tomorrow, if you look at it, it's going to be 2 months.
Okay.
I'm gone. This money is supposed to say click, but they're not accepting it. So what they're trying to tell us is that this money, we're not going to see it unless we do cashless, just like what they're trying to introduce to us. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so the problem with this moving story is that it bends in ways you can pretty much not properly understand. Supreme Court has said something. The banks are expected to react, but I believe that the banks keep waiting. Well, they have to wait on the Apex Bank. And between CBN, Apex Bank, and your commercial bank, the story being told is the reality people are experiencing. And this reality, as you can tell from the tone, is painful, stressful, and no part of this even makes social sense or economic sense, really. Well, hello, how are you? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Welcome, how are you?
I'm fine, good afternoon.
Afternoon, tell us your name, go ahead.
My name is Paul.
Welcome, Paul. So,
yeah, I'm actually not against the cashless policy.
Okay.
But at least we should always have naira. I'm even happy with the cashless policy. Like,
okay.
But at least we should have cash.
Have you been to your bank now?
No, I've not been to the bank in months. There's nothing else to go to the bank.
Okay. So you just buy money on the street. Is it affordable?
I actually there's someone down there 2,000.
printed, I'll pay 700 naira this month. I just have to get
2,000 for how much?
For 700 naira.
Wait, you give someone 2,000, they give you 1,300.
I didn't collect the money. I had to leave.
Oh no, pardon me. Well, for you to get 2,000, you're paying them 700.
Yes. I had to leave the place. I had to go somewhere else. I got 2,000 naira for 100 naira.
2,400 naira where you, with the other place you went to?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say keep up with the good work.
Hold on a second. My other question is, do you think that this policy actually benefited the last election?
Did it benefit?
Yeah, the election. You know that the government said that...
Yeah. It was okay for the election.
Oh.
For my own party. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, and I have something to add.
Okay.
Yeah, I just tried to look for you all around. I've been a fan from Night Cafe, from Full FM.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so thank I had to follow you on Twitter and the rest to get you here.
Well, finally you're here. Thank you for arriving.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. See you at 22.
M6, sure. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, quite a few people are satisfied, but they're still being stressed, which is the real gist. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Make it back. Hello, Nigeria Info. Sorry about that. Make it back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Abdul.
Welcome, Abdul. You're Nigeria Info. So...
Yeah, I think this the whole thing is stressful. It's really stressful because... running business without cash has not been easy.
Okay.
Last week I had a situation where like almost four people didn't come to work for like 2 days in my office.
Because they didn't have money for transportation?
Because they don't have money for transport. So I have to go and get Naira. The Naira that I bought 100,000 Naira. And for each 20,000 Naira, I paid 5,000 Naira. So for the 100,000, I end up paying 125,000. To get 100,000. So that means I pay 25,000 naira extra.
No way. No.
So that I can share it to them.
No way.
So what is it called? To be able to be using it for transport. And it has not been easy. So I think they should do something about it.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Though on the long run, I think this thing will help the cashless policy because most now you are seeing people having POS and things like that. Mm-hmm. Even the way we normally buy food and this thing, the woman now had POS. So on the long run, I think it helps.
Okay.
But it's just that the implementation of the policy is bad.
Now, that would mean you also support this policy if you consider the last election.
It helps because it reduces inducement. Because a day before the election, when I was going out, a woman came to my wife and asked her that, sorry, they want to collect her account number so that they'll be able to send money to her when she votes for them.
Oh.
On the election day. And she was like,
how much?
You just want to give me money?
How
just
much?
Like that. She was like, no, it's for a particular party.
Oh, how much is that? How much were they willing to give her?
They wanted to give her 2,500.
2,500.
2,500. And she told her to do the woman, no way. The woman said, the woman, you know what? If you can give me 25 million naira now or 50 million,
you sell your votes. At least you sell your soul for a good price.
You see, he said, well, you are 2,500. What is that? So I think he helped with the election.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Okay.
Imagine a politician wants to bribe you, asking you to take 2,500. A politician is bribing you, asking you to take 5,000. 5,000 Nigerian naira. If you took Uber, how much is Uber? Someone says, come and sell your vote. Gives you 20,000. Sell your vote, which keeps them in office for 4 years. How much is their salary a month? Then you sell your vote 20,000. If you do Uber twice, that's 10K. No, like, so 10K. Well, I mean, what would you do with 20,000? Well, I saw the girl, I saw a video on Twitter where a lady said she sold, she did something for $200. That's not a Lagos video. I think it was somewhere from the East, though. That she did something for $200. Yeah, I remember that. Now, when the woman talked about the dollar thing, I remember I saw a video like that. That's how much? $200. 100K. Well, CBN rate, a black market. It might be a little more than that. But worst case, whatever it is, 160,000. Whatever that, whatever. Anyhow, use at least 160,000 naira. If she, like, she's stingy to herself. She'll spend that thing 2 months. She's stingy, like, she's very stingy. Well, what do you want me to, that's what I'm saying. So maybe she wakes up every day, she drinks a pack of water, eats noodles. Because now that she has 160K, she wants to drink malt. I know she'll want to drink. Goodness. So that was like she's stingy to herself. A month, right? She's stingy, like, 2 months. Before INEC finishes this whole uploading to IRF, the money is half gone, or probably all the money is gone. Then her life has begun. Nigerians. If these guys don't respect you, wouldn't you respect yourself? Hello, how are you?
Hey, Joyce. Did you
turn up the volume of your radio set?
I'm turning it on, Josh. Good afternoon.
Afternoon is good to have you.
Oh, yeah. I think that my name is Lawrence from Lekki.
Welcome, lady.
And so that dollar thing was in Port Harcourt. A friend of mine was one of the polling units, and they were paid them $100 for being there. I think the governor paid. But the only funny thing, it was the old dollar that had been...
No way! Stop it! Stop, stop, stop! No, don't do that! Hold on a second, I'm off on a break. I want to scream. I need to really be off air when I do it. And I mean it. It was fake. It was old dollars.
Old dollar that has been...
No. Wait, Lagos, we'll be right back. Good Lord, no. Hello, I don't think, hello, yeah, I lost her. Well, 99.3 Nigeria Info, a very big apology to the last caller who called in to spoil that gist. The gist was actually self-sustained until the last caller called in to tell us, well, no, let's lay it down. It's now, she might not be, I don't think the Nigerian, the malams in Nigeria will be able to, I don't think they'll collect their old dollar. But if she were in the U.S., she probably might have a chance at spending it. I think so. Yeah, because I think America collects old notes. It's just they take it out of circulation. But if you have it, I guess you can still spend it. Well, she's not in America. That's the problem. How are you, Nigeria Info?
Joyce, are you surprised?
Not really. Yeah. Not really. No, I'm not surprised. I think I'm a little disappointed for her.
I was so intelligent, but the way you marveled when you heard that, I was a joy.
No. Well, I was shocked that they got... I was disappointed for her that it was the old money. Because if it's the old money, she's not going to be able to spend it here.
Joyce, anything can happen in Nigeria, especially this politician, Joyce.
No, I get it. The point is that it's a double whammy for her because she loses, like, she's the worst loser at this point. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
The volume of your radio set.
Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Good afternoon, once again.
Afternoon
to you.
Just
give me 30 seconds. These people that are saying that this thing is good. What of the transfers? Do you know that a lot of transfers are hanging?
Yeah.
First now, I've done transfer, and up to now, particularly in all these little, small mobile bank, OPay, blah, 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 it doesn't go. When they were digging all the streets of Lagos, was it for cashless? They said it's 5G. Is it for 5G? This thing, before you implement anything, you put everything in place. When I'm transferring, I will transfer it should just be going. Instead of me, my daughter wants to transfer money for me since money just coming down since 9 o'clock, by 2 o'clock.
Oh.
You people are saying it's good. It's not good. Let's say the fact it's not good. They should go and do their homework when I come back.
All right.
Money.
Nigerians are particularly stressed, and it's more stressed to the already existing stress. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Nigeria Info, what's your name?
My name is Makari, and I'm in distress.
Oh, okay. What exactly is wrong with you?
I just came from GT Bank.
Yeah.
Adolodeku. They are paying.
Oh, good.
Joy bad.
What?
They are paying old 1,000 naira.
Yeah.
Maximum of 10,000 naira.
Okay. Not bad.
And you cannot pay back that money.
Huh?
Bank is paying you, but they cannot accept it. How confused can a country be?
Wait. The bank is paying you the money, but the bank will not accept it.
Absolutely. I'm just from there now. The whole of last week, I tried to source for funds. I could not.
Why would the bank be paying out something that they're not going to accept?
I said GT Bank, Adeola Odeku, right now. I came in about 10 minutes ago. Came back from there about 10 minutes ago. I couldn't collect it because what will I do with it?
Yeah,
Babaji said he expected that President Buhari will give instruction to Emefiele, in response to the Supreme Court ruling. Those things don't mean anything to them. They are not bothered. There's no urgency about it. You know, so if you're expecting that to happen, it will never happen.
How are you going to manage now that you didn't take the money?
Joy, I'm so happy that you are concerned. If you tell me where now, I'll come and see you and then, you know, use your church mind to help your brother.
I need help. I don't have a penny.
Joy, but you are connected.
To whom? Drop name.
To CBN governor.
At this point, it'll be nice to meet him because I have a few questions for him.
Yeah, that's our country now.
Well, sorry about your experience. And
thank you.
We would report whatever develops from this. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side. Oh, yes, the sunny side. I guess besides the sun that's free, everything else appears to be on your nerves.
I'm afraid my mind, Joy, my phone went off.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't play from the cradle.
Go ahead. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Can you do that?
No, I off it. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Please?
Go ahead.
All right. Joy, the policy is good somehow. If you look at the security aspect of it, you are getting almost 100% results. And some things again. The truth is this. Any popular policy, Joy, we need to jointly swallow the bitter pill. It's not easy. That is what we are passing through now. But at the end of it...
Jointly swallow the bitter pill.
The bitter pill, yes. That is the truth. Although the reaction from the government is not encouraging at all.
Do you think the pain is justified? Do you think this bitter pill is tolerable or should be tolerated?
Joy, the truth is this. Nothing good comes easy. I understand that even you, before you got that job, there are sacrifices you made.
Yeah,
before you got the job.
But I didn't suffer like this. Like I didn't suffer like this.
If the need arises, Joy, we need to pay for it.
Yeah, but you're saying this is what I'm asking you to do. Do not isolate your good intention from the Supreme Court ruling, the statement of the president the last time you heard him speak to the public on this issue, and again, the body language of the CBN. I want you to put all of that in your pot, stir it together, and emerge with something.
Joy, I love to learn from you. From the offset, I'm coming from the offset. They have bastardized the law. From day one, who is obeying the Supreme Court? That is the simple truth. When we started this thing, all of us are crying, and we thought that maybe we are just self-centered. But today, look at the result, Joy.
So you're saying people should just manage, tolerate this, endure it, however long it takes, and then...
You know, Nigeria is suffer, smiling. We
no,
are
no, 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 no. That's not what Nigeria is. I'm asking you to tell
Joy,
Nigerians. Hold on, I'm asking
it's
you...
It's a bitter truth. It's
no,
a bitter truth.
No, no,
but
no.
You cannot agree with
I'm,
me.
No, okay, no, no. I'm asking you to tell Nigerians what you want Nigerians to do. You're asking them to tolerate it, to wait, it will get better,
no,
right?
No, even as I'm talking to you, Joy, I haven't taken anything from since morning because I don't have pardon. But the truth is this. Well, if you begin to shout now, they will think because of ethnicity or something like that. But I'm not going there. But the truth is, we will keep quiet. We keep on shouting until we get a good result.
Because when it is good for you, if I begin to look at you smiling, I'll be beginning to smile. That is the simple truth about Nigeria.
You've contradicted yourself like four times already.
I know where the contradiction is coming.
Okay.
But if I were to say what is in my mind now, people will begin to look at it as in the other side of it. That is the simple truth. But the truth is this, Joy. The policy is good, but it's too plumped.
Okay.
That is it. They're supposed to give a long-term method for we to get results before implementing it. That is the simple truth. But I love the policy.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Hello. How are you?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon. I think you sound like you have money on you.
I don't have a father at all.
You don't have a father on you?
I'm telling you, could you believe I went to withdraw some money in the bank. I queued up to the extent that I was sweating, almost collapsing. Then nobody knows that there was only 150 naira, 50,000 that was in the whole ATM. So after people might have withdrawn like 10,000, the whole thing just finished.
Oh.
And then we have to roam about the street of Lagos. And I went to one POS to ask for some money. And they said, 20,000, I have to pay 5,000. Can you imagine? Even like yesterday, I had to stroll this filling station, not knowing that the fuel attendants, any vehicle that comes in, they will walk towards that vehicle and ask, are you paying cash? So when they pay cash with this new note, they collected it, and then they do their own transfer and sell the fuel for the person and go and make money with. They sell this money to other people, POAs, and collect huge amounts. This is the what
station?
We are in the country. I'm telling you, this is the country that we are. I don't know where we are heading to. The Lord will surely deliver us.
Okay. Amen. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess people are seizing the moment. We can afford one more conversation. Well, remember, I did tell you earlier on, we have a recording at 2:15. The telephone lines are ringing over the tops. Hello, you're my final caller. How are you?
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon. Go ahead. Tell me your name.
My name is Tony. I'm a commercial bus driver.
Okay.
You see, the story that I just said now is the fact.
Oh.
It's what's going on between petrol station then. Mostly, Owando petrol station and Marina, that's what they do. Most petrol stations, they will rush to you, you have cash. After collecting, they'll go and sell it to POS guys then. You even see POS guys then, after doing things, they'll collect the money and sell to them at once.
All right.
Which is very bad.
Well, there you have it.
Very bad. I'm a commercial bus driver. I'm telling you the facts. No story.
Wow.
This is the true world God.
All right.
So Nigeria should look into this. It's too much.
All the things we have to look into.
We want to buy for now. They will ask you, are they bring cash now? Bring cash now? Bring cash now? Is it good?
Well, if you have it, I guess it's necessary to give that. But look, thank you very much for corroborating it.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, okay. Off on a break, we'll be right back. Feta has some information for us.